failure to thrive. If only there were but one way to fail, a hapless baby or two lacking the know-how to suck, breathe, and swallow at the same time. Instead is this progeny of souls who received no love, so can give none, legions of near-retarded moms on welfare, a drunken father on a park bench, and an ex-con boyfriend who likes his women fat and afraid. They cannot heat bottles, they clutch at cigarette log jams and drown in a sea of beer the truck discharges at their door. And if they water down baby's formula, it's because everybody has to make do, baby's developing brain too. Elvis belt that corny line, he'll grow to be an angry young man someday. He'll break his mammy's heart, his sweetheart's jaw, and some kind of record for putting fists through walls. For now, we notify the authorities when the solitary mom fails to show for the follow-up. Oh, you sunken-eyed kid with the big round head and the preemie look, pulled so early from the promised land of infancy. One wintry night, I saw your nurse come alive, no, thrive, when you finally kept down all your feed and your great big eyes started shining. Prostates growing. No man-hating avenger could situate it better, turgid bulb at the root and no old man's friend. Reclining, bearing down, till the once proud early morning fount is strangled to a sizzle. In silence after heavy rain, you can hear prostates growing, or being staved with rinses that turn the hair jet black. Irrigation lines that nourish transplanted hair, or trips to the squash court, squeezed around days designed to be tubular. Just as we go to the ball game to see the players looking bigger and smaller, we hope to make it through the operation under spinal block, the last great reaming of the body a man's mind can comprehend. MRI, magnetic resonance imaging. In the MR waiting room, in gown, pants, and booties, a small town longhair returns from the test. "That was nothing," he brags, "like being inside a Pink Floyd CD." But the elderly lady warned, "Those MRIs are the worst." Questioned for rings, watch, recent operations, metal clips, pacemakers, I'm rollered into a cool white plastic chamber, a huge laundromat dryer, wind tunnel with only a few inches clearance for face, trunk, and arms. Claustrophobia, premature burial. I await the draw of the magnets, their Holstein 50,000 times the strength of gravity to line up all my hydrogen atoms, bombard me with radio frequencies, and scan every change. Magnetic resonance imaging. Photos as perfect, as cadaverous as those in the Atlas of Anatomy. I wear earphones. Already I've known the CT scan, its crazed drumbeats followed by 10,000 pounds of hamburger grinding. The technician warned, "You'll hear knocking noises, then a drilling sound that will last 1 to 4 minutes. There will be knocks like premonitions. Then an electroshock vibrato will shake you to your core and redefine heart throb, incessant and compelling. You'll breathe at ever higher volumes without daring to move, waiting for the hovering craft to leave. Think of your body as a tooth encountering a 5-story drill. Think of this as your biggest ever brush with high tech." After the longest minutes life offers, I vow to refuse the next 15. Yet, when they wheel me out and ask, "How you doing?" I answer, "Nothing beats it." Dungeness, Dungeness, Washington, the Olympic Peninsula. Crack me open like a crab, amused at the strange soft fur along my shell. Tour my body, find the emotional limits, dredge my character for small signs of pretense, you know they're there. Haven't others glimpsed claws beneath my hands? You listen so closely, stretching out my present against my past on your long net, laying bare. Boil me live in a scalding cauldron like you would a crab, turning your head as the claws fold silently and you wait for the soft clicking sound. You can eat me tonight, or tomorrow, or the next night, because the cooking's done, and all that's left is to analyze what can and can't be eaten. Tomorrow, you and your analyst will pick through the bowl of white flesh from my brittle compartments. There may be a joke or two. Who'd have thought such a slight man would have had so much meat in him? Have you seen this man? Missing since June 2007. Overnight, outside my office, on the street, signs mushroom. In large block letters, the word reward, with offered by family neatly penned in, above a color photo of a man too vibrant to stay in focus. In red, his name, Dr. Mitchell Weinberg, psychiatrist, age 37. Last seen Spadina and Bloor, white male, 5'8", 170 pounds, medium build, may go by the name Pancho or Ponchi, may be wandering disoriented among the homeless, feared at risk of suicide. Mornings later, the dreaded obituary mentions patients and the homeless to whom the doctor was especially kind, missing him, along with his dog Farfel, a curious personal detail, the name chosen for the family pet. Once the circulars spring up, it is usually too late. The old downward spiral of discontinuity. Psychiatrist, lost soul, missing person. The shapes in which a man roams the earth leave a legacy of mushrooming cliches. How tragic, so young a man. There but for the grace of God go I. Less the stuff of bulletin than religious brochure, complete with slogan, far from God, who moved? Perhaps a computer-generated icon, the face of a tortured, long-absent prophet, whispering, "Have you seen this man?"